It's good to see you once again. Good to be with God's people. Good to have an opportunity yet again to study His most amazing Word. This coming Thursday is Bring Your Bible to School Day. The website bringyourbible.org states that this is a nationwide student-led movement. Students are encouraged to check for applicable school policies concerning the passing out of materials or invitations and flyers, and also notify school officials of any plans that they have for the day. The site goes on to explain that students are directed to celebrate religious freedom and share God's Word and God's love with their friends. The event is designed to empower the students to express their belief in the truth of God's Word, and to do so in a respectful way that demonstrates the love of Christ. Participation is voluntary and student-directed, meaning that it's completely up to students, Christian clubs, and youth groups to lead the activities in their school. Two specific organizations back this day, Focus on the Family, that started it in 2014, and the Alliance Defending Freedom. This is an event encouraging students to demonstrate their faith in the Bible while bringing it, sharing it, and living it. On Saturday, October the 5th, a number of brotherhood efforts have joined together to encourage the first annual brotherhood-wide door-knocking day. All of the ministries that pledged together to promote this have posted information on their websites and social media outlets, and congregations have been encouraged to participate in order to intensify evangelistic efforts among the churches of Christ. The goal they set this year was for 200 churches of Christ to join in going out into their communities on the same day. As last update that I knew of, as the flyer on the screen demonstrates, there were somewhere close to 500 churches across this nation who had made remarks of their intent to join this Saturday in going to share the Bible with their community. House to House, Heart to Heart, of which we support, and we received their mailing, Brotherhood News, as well as Forthright Press, encourage all members of the body of Christ to take the gospel and its truth to their neighbors. More information concerning this door-knocking campaign can be looked at nextdoor.housetohouse.com. Two great opportunities to encourage the power of outreach and the power of unity among believers, specifically those within the body of Christ, the church. Sharing thus the Bible with others can be enjoyable. Here's a little information that I'd like to share with you tonight concerning sharing the Bible with anyone who will listen. The Bible. Buy a Bible. I know that you already possess a Bible, but for some, you will find among our children and youth in this country do not possess a Bible of their own. But when you speak of the Bible, they may be confused. It may take some explanation that the term Bible comes from a Greek word, biblios, meaning book, or from the word biblia, meaning books or little books. By way of preeminence, then, the book of books has been called the Bible since around the 4th century A.D. Writings in the Bible itself refer to the Scriptures or refer to the Bible by various names. Romans chapter 3 and verse 2 calls it the oracles of God. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verses 16 and 17 speak of it as the Scripture, meaning anything written but applied specifically in this context to the inspired writings. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, label it the Word. In Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 23, Everyone is instructed to buy the truth and do not sell it. The instruction is to get or to acquire the truth. It's translated buy because the next verb in the sentence is sell. It means to get the truth and do not part ways with it. Some books are not worth the paper that they're printed on, and some such books are mentioned. Acts chapter 19 and verse 19. But Proverbs 23 verse 23 continues to say, get wisdom and instruction and understanding. The Bible is needed for everyone because it alone tells of God's plan for saving man. The Bible is able then to give us the wisdom that leads to salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 15. All Scripture, all of the Bible, is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work. 2 Timothy 3 and verse 16. The understanding is the ability to discern between that which is good and that which is evil. The Hebrew writer said this in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 13, for everyone who partakes only of milk is not accustomed to the word of righteousness, for he is an infant. He followed that in verse 14, saying that solid food is for the mature, who because of practice have their senses trained to discern good and evil. Because the Bible provides these things, it does not need to be tampered with. Readers are therefore warned in such passages as Proverbs chapter 30 and verse 26, or verse 6 rather, to not add to God's Word. Oh, the warning is also read in Revelation chapter 22, the final chapter of the book, verses 18 and 19. Do not add to nor take from. So buy a Bible, and what do you get? You get truth, you get wisdom, you get instruction, you get understanding that leads to salvation. A simple message that's to be shared with those around us. And investigate the Bible. Paul instructed Timothy, who was already well acquainted with the Scriptures from his youth, to be diligent, to study, to do his very best, to make every effort, to present yourself approved to God, he said, as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, accurately handling the Word of God, or the Word of truth. Paul also instructed Timothy in the first letter which he wrote him, chapter 4 and verse 13, to give attention to the public reading of Scripture, to exhortation and teaching. Another New Testament writer, that of Peter, wrote in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18 that we are to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. These passages and many others in the Bible encourage us to investigate, thoroughly study the Bible. Ignorance of God alienates man from Him. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 18, due to man's lack of knowledge. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 8. Knowledge, though, will keep us from sin. The psalmist in Psalm 119, verse 11, said, your word I have hid or treasured in my heart that I may not sin against you. Knowledge influences man to salvation. So we're encouraged to investigate the Bible because it has much to say about life now, the judgment to come, and the reward for the faithful. As one buys a Bible and begins to investigate that book, you will find that we are called upon to believe it. A person cannot believe God and refuse His Word. A Pharisee, a ruler of the Jews, named Nicodemus, came to Jesus one night saying, Rabbi, we know that you have come from God as a teacher. For no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. John 3 and verse 2. As the conversation continued, Nicodemus acknowledged that he did not know or understand some of the things about God's message. When Jesus began to address his concerns and his lack of understanding in John chapter 3, beginning in verse 4, Nicodemus accepted what Jesus presented to him. It's the same message of which we read. It's God's message of truth. Included in that conversation that night are words which the majority of people will accept and a good starting point for sharing the Bible with them. You know it, John 3 and verse 16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. That's even the point and purpose of which we would share the Bible with others. In Acts chapter 27, the ship that Paul was traveling on got caught in a terrible windstorm. The wind was so great, in fact, that they gave way and allowed the wind to direct their ship wherever it would. Finally, able at a later point in time to gain control of the ship again, they took security measures. But finding no safety at sea, they began to throw their cargo into the water. That night, with the storm raging around them, Paul received a message from God that assured him that everything would turn out all right. And in Acts chapter 27, verse 25, the words of Paul say that I believe God that He will turn, that everything will turn out exactly as I have been told. That's our message to those with whom we share the Bible. I believe that God will see to it that everything will turn out exactly as He has told us. Man must believe that the Bible is the Word of God. People living in Thessalonica, an ancient city in Macedonia, received the Word of God by hearing it and accepting it, not as the word of men, but as it is in reality, the Word of God, which also performs its work in you who believe. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13. A person who believes in a higher power can be pointed to the Bible or pointed to the God of the Bible. God has made Himself known in creation, directing man to Himself. God has further revealed Himself, making Himself known by His Word, His way of communicating with us, telling man how to approach Him. That Word teaches that man must believe the gospel. Romans chapter 1 and verse 16 says the gospel itself is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. God does not want anyone to go without knowing Him. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse number 8. Therefore, He's very patient. Patient toward all people. 2 Peter 3 and verse 9. You see, the Bible is evidence enough for those of us who believe it. But for those who do not believe it, there are a number of evidences within each and every study of life that shows the Bible's inspiration. On that thought, a Christian might share some material from Apologetics Press or another apologetics group that came along a little later, that of Focus Press. There are many other apologetics organizations and groups, and they all surmise to do one thing. That is to share real or true science, math, history, writings of the literature, among other things, showing the evidence of them, which points an honest person back to the Bible. Love the Bible. Unfortunately, many do not love the Bible. Some did not. Others will not receive the love of the truth so as to be saved. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 10. Some people see and hear God's message, but choose not to accept it. Jesus said of people like this, "For the heart of this people have become dull. With the ears they scarcely hear, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they would see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and return, and I would heal them. Matthew chapter 13, verse 15. One cannot love God and despise His word. One of Jesus' apostles, named John, wrote in a letter called 1 John, "For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not burdensome." God has made it relatively easy for us to love Him based on all that He has done for us and the way in which He supplied this knowledge to us. Viewing then God through the proper lenses and from the proper perspective draws man's soul towards Him. We can help people see God through the proper lenses and proper perspective when we share the Bible with them and share our love of it. No one should be ashamed of God's Word or God Himself. A warning is therefore given, "For whoever is ashamed of Me and My words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will also be ashamed of Him when He comes in the glory of His Father and with the holy angels." Mark chapter 8 and verse 38. Teachers who are ashamed of the gospel and its true message make themselves evident by distorting the gospel of Christ, preaching a message that is contrary to the will of God. Galatians chapter 1, verses 7 through 9. Trustworthy teachers, however, share the Bible, sharing the message of mercy which they themselves have received. They renounce evil, manifest the truth, and work with souls to help them to see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 through 4. Lovers of the Bible will teach others to love the Bible. Exemplify the Bible. Show it in life. Live it out. Let no one look down on your youthfulness, but rather in speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity, show yourself an example of those who believe. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 12. Does your life present an opportunity to point others to the Bible? The speech of the Christian ought to be different from the world's speech. The way Christians handle themselves in standing for truth and right against falsehood and wrong, along with everyday handling of oneself, should show that the Christian follows the Bible. The love of Christians, especially for other Christians, should set them apart. Additionally, trust and confidence in Christ. Trust and confidence coupled with faithfulness to Him should be a distinguishing mark of a Christian. The Christian should live an upright and morally blameless life, including sexual purity. A walking, talking example of the Bible's influence upon man is found in every faithful Christian who exemplifies the Bible. The Bible is very complex, and at times it turns people off because they have a lack of understanding. Yet if we work with them and they give themselves time enough, they will come to understand that the Bible is very simple. It's intellectually intriguing to the most avid of its students. And when it comes to evangelizing, the sharing of one's faith to win or revive personal commitments to Christ, the tendency of most is to overthink its presentation, to shy away from pointing others to the Bible, and to hide it away in our daily living. Here's a challenge. Here's a challenge for this week. Tell someone about tonight's lesson. Tell someone about the Bible, preferably someone who's not here, preferably someone who's not a Christian. share a very simple message of what the Bible is, and it may open the door to share what the Bible has to say. Telling about the Bible gives us an opportunity to share with you some things in it. The Bible is what reveals to us that God created man. And when God created man, He created him to be good. At the end of His creating work, He said, "Behold, it is very good." It was God's intent for man to remain good, but man fails at times to remain good. So God made known His plan for saving man from his wrongdoings. He sent His Son, Jesus the Christ, to die so that man could be forgiven. And the Father calls upon man to believe in Jesus and to believe and accept Him as His Son. Those who therefore believe are instructed to repent of sins that separate him from man or separate him from God, to confess belief in Jesus as the answer to man's sin problem, and to be baptized to have those sins removed. Anyone who believes may come to God through Jesus Christ. That's the message of the Bible. Anyone who needs forgiveness can find it. And they can find it this very night by following the Bible. Many opportunities to share the Bible with others. For some reason, we focus more upon greater opportunities when there's a collective gathering, a collective group of people set with the intent of doing so. We draw strength and encouragement from our brothers and sisters in Christ as they make it their goal and mission to share the message with the lost. Two great opportunities are afforded us this week, and it's nationwide. What will you do to share the message of the Bible with someone? Maybe it's the case that upon hearing the message of the Bible, you need to respond. You need to put Christ on in baptism to become a child of God, to have those sins washed away and forgiven. It may be that you are a child of God, but you haven't been living to the standard to which the Bible calls us all to live. If that's the case, you may need to seek forgiveness. And in seeking that forgiveness, to also seek strength and encouragement to continue and to work even harder at living a faithful Christian life. Tonight, if you're subject to the Lord's invitation, it's extended to you with a great opportunity to come to Him as together we stand and as we sing.